The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. First, let's get to some bad news. Ohio, back in 2016, passed a very important piece of legislation. Wait a minute, am I correct on that? No, 2018, pardon me. 2018, Ohio passed a piece of legislation and Governor John Kasich signed the Dismemberment Abortion Ban. It was passed earlier in 2018, signed into law by Governor Kasich in December of 2018. Had wide bipartisan support, passed the House of Representatives by a 62-27 margin, the Senate 23-9, again, indicating that it had broad bipartisan support. It makes it illegal, and this is so disturbing even to say this, it makes it illegal to rip an unborn baby apart in the womb, dismember, rip arms, legs off of the body from a living unborn baby in the womb. This is a barbaric procedure, this dismemberment abortion. And even many abortion supporters cannot support this, again, horrific, barbaric type of abortion. Well, it was signed into law December 2018, and I think it was yesterday, Senior U.S. District Judge Michael Barrett in Cincinnati ordered the state not to bring criminal charges against doctors who performed the DNE procedure until the case can be fully litigated. This is being reported by the Associated Press's Julie Carr Smith. Other parts of the law were allowed to proceed. Well, most of the other parts of the law are not terribly important. Quote, in Thursday's ruling, Barrett agreed with Planned Parenthood the law is likely to be declared unconstitutional because it places an undue burden on a large fraction of Ohio women. What? Making it illegal to rip a baby apart, rip the limbs off a baby. How does that place an undue burden on a large fraction of Ohio women. Now, think about how large fraction, that's like jumbo shrimp, a large fraction of Ohio women. The law was to go into effect last Friday. The judge's order will last 2 full weeks, and we do not know yet what is going to happen. And I just turned the page on the story. And they're not actually photographs, they're just drawings of what happens to a baby in this kind of dismemberment abortion. And it just, A federal judge, who, by the way, has been overturned on several occasions, has blocked the law into going into effect, and the block will last 14 days as it is appealed up the legal ladder through the courts. Just a quick update. Most of us have been watching the, scandal would be a correct term for what happened at Mount Carmel with the doctor, William Husel, that prescribed massive doses of fentanyl and other drugs that caused the premature death of over 30 people. Many families have sued, and the first families to settle the wrongful death lawsuits settled yesterday. Quote, court records show that the family of Mount Carmel patient Laura Jackie Stone have settled a lawsuit for $250,000. Okay, I know we have attorneys in the audience, and I'm grateful for attorneys. I am. Please don't take this wrong. But the children of this person, Laura Jackie Stone, the children are going to receive $54,000 each. The attorney is going to receive $83,000. Somebody explain that to me. It's like Joy got a notice the other day, and I've gotten them, and you've gotten them as well. Email in the mail. You are a part of a class action lawsuit. If you bought a microwave between the years of 1972 and 1984, your microwave might have been defective, and such and such a law firm has filed a class action lawsuit on your behalf. If you want to continue in the lawsuit, you have to do nothing. If you want to be ruled out, then you must opt out, and so on. Hey, I have no idea how many of those that I've received in the mail through the years, and I'm sure that you have as well. And so it grinds through the courts for years, these class action lawsuits, and it ends up to be, $187 million, and you are a part of it. And guess what? You're going to get $2.37 because of how many people are in the lawsuit. Yeah, each person gets $2.37, but the law firm, gets a couple, $3 million. Now, again, I honor, respect attorneys. We certainly need them. I know many Christian attorneys that are honest and trustworthy and filled with integrity. But here is the settlement. The heirs of this woman, three children, will get $54,000. The attorney will get $83,000. The children who were wronged, the children who were robbed of their mother prematurely, the children who are grieving over the loss of their mother, they're going to get $54,000. The attorney who didn't even know the lady is going to get $83,000. And I know it's not always the attorney's fault. I know it's our legal system. The court costs, I get it. But there is something wrong with that. The three children get $54,000, the attorney gets $83,000, and now that I've ticked off the attorneys in my audience, I apologize, but there's something wrong with that. There just is. All right, real quick, I want to get this in before the break. Yesterday, I brought to you a story out of California. A woman was caught on a security camera dumping a bag of newborn puppies into a recycling bin. Dumpster, recycling bin. The puppies probably would have died, but a custodian came, was going to put something in the trash, found the puppies. They accessed the security. Hey, listen, folks, don't ever forget, you are on camera constantly. All through the day, you are on camera. I don't want to make you paranoid, but you are constantly on camera. Every time you go into a restaurant, you're on camera. Every time you go to a parking lot, you're on camera. Every time you stop at a stoplight, you're on camera. Go to a gas station, get gas, you're on camera. Constantly. You drive down an alley, minding your own business, you're on camera. Well, they looked at the security footage and identified the woman. She has been arrested. Deborah Sue Colwell, 55 years old, has been taken into custody, and she has been charged with a felony child endangering charge. They found 30 dogs at her home. The 7 puppies are doing well, and they're going to be adopted. And if you were listening yesterday, I made the point. This is terrible, tragic. I think that woman should be prosecuted. I think it's terrible. I am an animal lover. I am just appalled by this. But there was universal outrage, rightfully so, that this woman took 7 newborn puppies and dumped them in a recycling bin, a dumpster, and left them there to die. And she's going to be charged with a felony. But if it was an unborn baby and wasn't wanted, just kill them. Our priorities are so inside out, upside down, backwards. And yesterday, the story that I read, they made a big, 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 big deal out of it. Isn't it wonderful that these puppies didn't die? They're going to be adopted. Have you ever looked at the percentage of women who visit Planned Parenthood who are encouraged to adopt? Tiny, 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 tiny percentage of women who say, I don't want this baby. Let's kill it. If it's a puppy, you got to adopt it. It is bizarre. All right, we need to take a break. You're listening to Bobberty Live, and we'll be right back.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right. This story has so little real importance, and I try my best to bring stories to you that are really important. But I also occasionally bring the weird and wacky to you, and I think this is weird and wacky. There was a woman up in Saginaw, Michigan, that received more than a dozen parking tickets for exceeding the 2-hour parking limit in Saginaw. Now, how did the officials in Saginaw, Michigan know that she had exceeded the 2-hour parking limit? The old chalk on the end of the stick. To be honest, I haven't seen this for years. You see it all the time. You know, the meter maids. The meter maids, I don't even know whether they still have meter maids anymore. I'm not downtown very much. But, you know, the meter maids used to go around, and there were guys too, and they had a long stick, and on the end was a piece of chalk. And they would go, and they would mark the back of one of the tires. And if it was a 2-hour limit, they would go back 2 hours later, and if the chalk was still in the same place, the car had not been moved, and it was ticket time. Well, they're just enforcing the law. I don't have a problem with that. Well, no more. Oh, no more. This woman, Allison Taylor of Saginaw, Michigan, went to federal court over a dozen $15 tickets. I kid you not. She went to court. She found an attorney. We were talking about attorneys a minute ago. She found an attorney who would take a case to federal court stating that her Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable search had been violated. A mark of chalk on your tire? Unreasonable search? Violation of the Fourth Amendment? To me, it sounds like the woman who sued McDonald's for ordering hot coffee and then spilling it on herself. Well, here is the end of the story. Allison Taylor has won, and a federal judge has now ruled no more chalk on tires in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. A federal judge ruled that her constitutional rights were violated. Search and seizure without a warrant. Search and seizure without a warrant. Putting a piece of chalk on your tire. She won. So the case may be appealed. We don't know. But right now, it is illegal for police in four states. This is the district that this judge is over. Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Really? Yeah. And then, hey, here's a good one. This is a case I reported to you quite a while ago. It's taken quite a while to go through the courts. The Freedom From Religion Foundation went to the U.S. Congress and applied to give an invocation, an atheist invocation. The chaplain of the U.S. Congress said, nope, you have to be an ordained minister in a recognized religious group, religious denomination. You can't give the invocation. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation sued House Chaplain Patrick Conroy and House Speaker Paul Ryan. This was back in 2017. Breaking news, a federal appeals court has said if you're an atheist, you don't get to pray in Congress. Yeah, the Freedom From Religion Foundation lost a big one. Good.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.